We are back with Dr. David Borton. How are you, David?
I'm very good, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I heard that you have an update for us on a boat that may see the Erie Canal this summer.
Yes, that's correct. The first ever U.S. Coast Guard inspected solar, 100% solar commercial tour boat is getting close to being Coast Guard certified in Kingston, New York. And I was down there Thursday, and on Thursday doing the last few things because on Friday the Coast Guard came up and did a stability test. And a stability test is basically just seeing that the boat floats upright, and if you put a moment, a torque, a force on one side, tends to tip the boat over, that the force that is considered a large force for the boat does not, in fact, tip the boat over. And so that test was coming on Friday, and on Thursday, those of us who were working on the boat noticed that there was this burning smell. And we didn't see where it was coming from. We looked across the river, there was nothing there. We looked up and down the river, we looked along the shore, and we really didn't see anything that was burning. And later in the afternoon, somebody picked up a cardboard box that was in the sink. The boat has a sink, and this little box was in the sink, and there were little burn marks on the box. And having been in solar energy for 30 years, I knew right away that what happened was that the bowl of the sink that was highly chrome polished was reflecting the sunlight to a point. It was a concentrator. Just like a magnifying glass can concentrate sunlight and start a fire, this bowl was concentrating sunlight onto the box, and it didn't catch into flame, but it certainly started things smoldering. And so there was a solar concentrator in the boat, inadvertently cooking a cardboard box.
Was this stressful for you in the middle of the inspection?
Oh no, this was the day before the inspection.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. I thought that this was, one of those stories where you're in the middle of your driving test or you're in the middle of your inspection test and some kind of embarrassing snafu happens.
Okay, so for the inspection test, my wife and I were there, and we pulled up two plastic chairs and sat in them and watched what was happening at the dock in front and below us. And so we had very good seats. And what happened was that the crew made a wooden platform in the boat, put with 60 50-pound concrete blocks in the boat, and that was to represent people in the boat. And then measurements were taken as to where the water line was, and the blocks were moved to one side. And as the blocks were moved to one side, what did the boat do?
Tip.
It tipped, it tilted. And the question was, how far is it going to tip? And there was a calculation made that said it's going to tip to about here, and there was a piece of tape put on the side of the boat where it was going to about tip to. And the boat tipped not quite to where that was, and the boat passed the test. And so here we were sitting there watching people move concrete blocks and making measurements on the boat and coming to the conclusion that the boat passed the stability test for the U.S. Coast Guard for the first ever 100% solar powered commercial tour boat in the United States.
Wow. How did you feel after it passed?
It was great. You know the result's going to happen, but I assume that anything could go wrong, right? Well, it's really hard to go wrong with physics, and nothing, of course, did go wrong. And so it was very nice at the end of the test when all the check boxes were checked and the answer was yes, the boat passed the stability test.
So you and your wife are on the dock,
Sure,
you're
yeah.
on the shore, and the boat is docked.
Right.
And what color is the boat painted now?
The boat is a sort of an off-white, very nice.
Okay.
And the solar panels are sort of blue on the top, and that's very nice. And the shape of the boat is a classic shape from 1906. It's based on when boats were first powered by what was then a naphtha engine, and naphtha engines were very heavy and very low powered, so the hull had to be very efficient, and the shape of the boat was a classic shape that was very efficient in going through the water.
Wow. Are we thinking the same shape as the solar cell?
Oh, yes,
Okay.
definitely.
So is there a sleeping compartment in this boat?
Well, this is a tour boat, and people on tours typically don't want to go more than an hour or two. And so there is not an overnight compartment. Now, there's nothing to say you couldn't sleep on the floor, you know, take along a sleeping bag, but that's not what the boat is designed for. It is designed to take a crew of two, a captain and a crew, single crewman, and 28 passengers.
Cool. You know, you've described to me before, I'm not sure if you can comment on this, that one of the tricky things that you've encountered is that some of the men who've come as inspectors from the Coast Guard don't necessarily have knowledge of the solar power.
Yes. The problem is that electric technology in cars, in buses, and in boats is relatively new. And in boats, the federal regulation has not kept up with electric boats. But there aren't solar electric boats. So there are no regulations for solar electric boats. So the question is, how do you handle that? And that's a question for the Coast Guard, and they are between the federal regulations and the physics of people like myself who have these boats that actually work. And we expect them to be inspected and get a certificate of inspection. And there's really no federal regulations that cover this kind of boat.
So, do you have any other updates for us on the boat? Are you getting very excited thinking about people leaving? We're going to have a new riverfront park in Troy, and the boat could pull right up and take people out for tours. Are you getting excited thinking about people doing that?
Yes, I am. And in fact, last weekend at the Maritime Museum in Kingston, there was a sailing event. A women's sailing group got together. And at one point, the speaker didn't show. I don't remember why the speaker wasn't able to come. And so one of the captains of the boat took at least two, maybe three boatloads of these sailing women out on the solar sail and took them for a ride up and down. And I don't know whether it was just the Rondout River or also the Hudson River. And everybody loved it. I think you know what it's like to be on a solar boat, and so that was an experience that these wind-type sailors got to experience sailing on a solar boat.
I mean, just to show off, do I know what it's like to be on a solar boat? Do you remember? I got to captain.
You were not exactly captain. You were the helmsman.
What's that song from the 80s? Give me one moment in time. Give me that one moment in time.
Well, you did very well driving the boat, because the boat is, I'm going to say, very nice to drive.
Well, you and Britton got nervous with my steering just at one point.
Well, that's okay.
I'd never steered a solar vessel before.
Well, that's all right, because most people haven't. And another thing, if you've driven an electric car, you notice the difference between an electric car and a gasoline car. And the same thing with an electric boat. And it's even better when it's a solar electric boat.
I think you both thought that I was going to go directly into the lock.
Well, it depends what you mean by into the lock. The boat needs to go into the lock to go up and down, but not
crash.
And
it did. It was smooth sailing all the way with Captain Megan. Yes.
Yeah, so. Captain is a technical word for the Coast Guard.
And you are a captain.
I am a master. There's a captain which can take out six passengers, and then there is a master that can take out more than six passengers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, do you have anything else? Any other updates?
Well, I've got another boat that's an experiment, but we'll save that for after the experiments had a chance to get in the water and be tried.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Barton.
Well, Megan, it's always a pleasure.